This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Department of Agriculture has toppled the food pyramid. This morning, USDA Secretary Mike Johanns and celebrity fitness guru Denise Austin unveiled what they called an interactive food guidance system. It uses a pyramid laying on its side with color bands representing healthy foods.
It's all about calories in and calories out. So that's why it's so important to know exactly how much activity you're getting in a day. We are now suggesting, of course, from January's guidelines, the 30 minutes most days. So everybody stand up. We're just going to do a slight stretch. Come on. I can't leave.
Fitness guru Denise Austin. An online system lets people create their own food pyramid, throwing out the one-size-fits-all approach to diet recommendations. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Part of the new food guidance system is aimed at providing individually tailored diet advice. A prototype on the web instructs visitors to fill out diet and exercise journals, which are then used to compute a grade or score. Nutritionist Madeline Fernstrom checked it out. She says the site enables people to calculate how many calories and how much cholesterol they're getting compared to the new government recommendations.
If you want to learn more about how to eat better and how to exercise more, this will be a great help.
The obvious challenge is to motivate people to seek the advice.
I tend to eat anything that's in front of me, anything that I like.
We caught up with Anthony Giannini at the food court inside Washington's Union Station. His train home to Philadelphia was delayed, so he grabbed a salad and some potato chips. When it comes to government food recommendations, Giannini says he's never paid too much attention.
I mean, if you like food, you should eat it.
Shown a copy of the old food pyramid, he says, sure, he recognizes it, but when he tries to figure out how his snack fits with the recommendations pictured on the pyramid, he runs into a bit of trouble.
I don't see potato chips or Cheetos in that group, so I assume they're not a part of that group.
Ever since the food pyramid was introduced, one complaint has been that it's too hard to follow. It may seem like common sense to eat junk food sparingly, but Giannini's wife, Fran, says if the government really wants to be helpful, it should emphasize calories and portion sizes.
The servings are confusing. People do not know how much a true serving is.
What's an example right here looking at the pyramid?
Okay. I think one serving for fats, oils, and sweets is like a teaspoon or something, and I think people never equate that right.
It's these sorts of challenges that the government hopes to improve upon with its new system. An individualized way to track calories is one example. Another is the recognition that people need more specific advice. The old pyramid lumped pasta, bread, and all carbohydrates into one group and advised people to eat 6 to 11 servings a day. New York University's Marion Nessel says this doesn't mean 6 to 11 bagels.
Well, that was one of the flaws of the pyramid, was that it wasn't very precise about what it was you weren't supposed to eat.
But the food guidance system changes this. It's based on the latest dietary recommendations.
A major step forward has been the recognition that not all fats are bad and not all carbohydrates are good.
Walter Willett is professor of nutrition at the Harvard School of Public Health.
Some types of fats actually have positive health benefits, but others like trans fats and saturated fats should really be eliminated or reduced. And the same with carbohydrate. We've come to recognize that the whole grain, high fiber forms of carbohydrate have positive health benefits. But on the other hand, loading up on refined starches and sugar is not just empty calories, but also can increase our risk of type 2 diabetes.
What the government hopes to do with its new system is to create a buzz and really sell the message of healthy living. Perhaps that's what celebrity Denise Austin, who's helping the USDA launch the program, can bring to the campaign. But Marion Nessel says the nation has a long way to go.
I was just in Macy's. There's a cafe practically on every floor. You can eat in libraries now. You can eat in bookstores. Never used to be able to.
Nessel says the country needs to change its relationship with food away from a license to eat large amounts and towards a balance of food and exercise. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.